Now, secondly, characteristics of universal religion. Now, the characteristics of universal religion are the exact opposite of the characteristics of ethnic religion. First of all, universal religion is universal. It's not the religion of the group, not the religion of the human collectivity. Universal religion is the religion of any individual, anywhere, at any time. That is, it's at least potentially the religion of any such individual. And for this reason, a universal religion is never tied to any particular locality, is never identified with any particular culture. It may embrace cultures, work through cultures, express itself in cultures, but is never, in principle, identified with any one of them. And above all, universal religion is individual. This is its basic characteristic. One follows a universal religion as an individual, for oneself alone, by oneself alone. Others may happen to be following, but one does not follow because they are following, or because one belongs to a group that follows. One follows on account of one's own individual decision and responsibility. We find, therefore, that universal religions all have individual founders. That is to say, at the very source, at the very origin, at the very fountainhead of the tradition which they represent, their stand, those who have become true individuals, new men, and who encourage others to become likewise. Now, truly, one cannot be born into a universal religion. You can't belong to it just because your family or your group belongs to it, or your mother or your father belong to it. Into a universal religion, you must be personally converted, and converted by virtue of a change of life. And therefore we find that universal religion affirms individual values. It does not affirm collective values. Indeed, we may say it negates collective values. Universal religions negate such things as marriage, tribal relationships, and ties of blood and soil. It negates them, and it passes beyond them. It negates the idea of submission to the group or to other more powerful members of the group, of the family, the tribe, the clan, and so on. Universal religion, therefore, in a word, negates authority. It exalts whatever enhances individuality. It emphasizes freedom, emphasizes independence, emphasizes personal responsibility. Individual responsibility. These then are the characteristics of universal religion.